I'm Whitney Quick with the Cape Girardeau Better Business Bureau with your consumer handbook. This week, we're talking about tax ID theft scams. The United States tax season is here, and so are the scammers. Con artists use the social security numbers of unsuspecting Americans to file phony tax returns and steal refunds. Here's how the scam works. Online filers go through the IRS website, usually expect a refund. Instead, a written IRS notice arrives in the mail stating that more than one tax return was filed using your social security number. What happened? Scammers got a hold of personal information, typically the account holder's social security number, address, and birth date. They filed your return early and received your refund before you got around to filing. Tax ID theft is a particularly sneaky con because victims typically don't realize they've been targeted until they actually file their taxes. Scammers steal tax information in several ways, such as a phishing scam, a corrupt tax preparation service, or information was exposed in a hack or data breach. Sometimes tax scammers file in the name of a deceased person or steal children's identities to claim them as dependents. The best way to avoid tax identity theft is to file your taxes as early as possible, before a scammer has the chance to use your information. Watch out for red flags. If a written notice from the IRS arrives in the mail about a duplicate return, respond promptly. If an IRS notice arrives stating you receive wages from somewhere you've never worked or receive other notices that don't actually apply to you, contact the IRS office immediately. Protect your social security number. Research your tax preparer. If you are a victim of ID theft, consider getting an identity protection PIN. This is a 6-digit number, which, in addition to your social security number, confirms your identity. Once you apply, you must provide the IP PIN each year you file your federal tax returns. Visit irs.gov for more information. For more tips like these from the Consumer Handbook, visit krcu.org.